Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 1st of December. US President Trump has declared that they have selected who will be the next Federal Reserve Chair. Technically, Trump has selected who will be nominated as the next Federal Reserve Chair, as this appointment is subject to Senate confirmation. For the moment, markets are assuming that the Senate will do as they're asked. Although there is quite a wide range of talent amongst the pool of candidates, none of the names suggested are so radical as to induce the Senate to take an independent view. The name most frequently mentioned in the media is economic advisor Hassett, who would be expected to urge interest rate cuts. This might give rise to parallels to US President Nixon's Fed chair, Burns, who was able to engineer rate cuts after consultation with the then president. However, Burns ultimately faced rebellion within the ranks of the Fed, and the Fed has been showing more independence of spirit in its voting patterns on policy of late. So one should be cautious about reading too much into the actions of a single individual at the Fed. South Korea reported strong export growth in November, better than had been expected, led in particular by the export of chips. This is nice for South Korea, of course, but it's less of a read-through into broad patterns of global trade. Chip demand has a rather special role at the moment, with everyone so excited about the nice shiny new toy that is artificial intelligence. As such, it is not a general reflection of goods demand. The US is a declining share of Korea's exports, but of course that in part reflects the distorted patterns of trade and earlier attempts to front-load exports before trade tariffs added costs to US importers. Early front-loading obviously produces a reaction later in the year. This past weekend, Switzerland rejected a wealth tax aimed at ultra-high net worth individuals. The rejection was signalled very clearly in opinion polls and as such is not a surprise to financial markets. However, the vote itself is a reminder of the increasing political focus on global wealth levels. Government debt levels are high, though generally not at record debt-to-GDP ratios. Private wealth levels are at all-time records. The desire to mobilise wealth to help finance debt is going to be a recurring theme around the world, especially if there is a perception, rightly or wrongly, that wealth was accumulated in periods when income taxes were held at too low a rate. We have assorted business sentiment polls for November being released on both sides of the Atlantic. The best that can be said about these is they will give cable news channels something to talk about. The UK's October consumer credit data is a little more interesting. The UK consumer has been fairly supportive of economic activity. The substance of the UK economy does tend to outperform the spin most of the time, but there are suggestions of shifting consumer patterns in October, largely in anticipation of price discounting. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.